The title of this sermon is going to be a two-part series. It's called The Two Prodigals. There are two kinds of sin in the church today: sin of pride, self-righteousness, and sin of passion, lust, addiction, and greed, and riotous living. We all are guilty of one or the other in the body of Christ. We also hear sermons on the lost son. What of the other? This sermon examines both sin in a two-part series. Open your Bibles to Luke 15, and we're going to read from 11 to 24. But first, I'm going to say a prayer. Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for every day you've given us, Lord. And I thank you for this word. I thank you for giving us the word, Lord. And I pray that your Holy Spirit speak through me, Lord. Use me, Lord. May they hear you in me. May they see you in me. I thank you and I praise you, Lord. In the blessed, precious name of Jesus, I pray. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. All right, Luke chapter 15, starting at verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the young of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided it unto them, plural, them, his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of the country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare? And I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father's and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. He arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servant, Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat, and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found. And they began to be merry. This is how the Lord looks at us when we fall short and we fall away and we come back to Him. This is what God thinks. I'm going to read a text allusion. A man who was commissioned to paint an image of the prodigal son, he went into paint an image of the prodigal son. He went into his work fervently, laboring to produce a picture worthy of telling the story, finally, the day came when the image was finished, and he unveiled in the finished painting. The scene was set outside the father's house and showed the open arms of each as they were just about to meet and embrace. The man who commissioned the work was pleased and was prepared to pay when he noticed the father had one red shoe on and one blue shoe on. When he asked the painter how he could make such an error, the painter smiled and said, yes, this is a beautiful representation of the love of God for his children. It shows the father didn't even worry about how he looked. He threw on shoes to meet his child. Beloved, so often we forget God's love for us and that he gave us and what he gave us on the cross, signed in blood. Sometimes we fall into sin and live fallen for quite some time. We commit sins of passion and fall short of his glory. What are these crimes against the Lord we call sins of passion? Well, think about it, beloved. There's lust, homosexuality, adultery, fornication, and adultery of the heart. I'm going to make some of you angry at me, but your souls are more important than your thoughts of me. If you are living with a man or woman and you're not married to that person, I'm going to paraphrase, you are shacking up. You are sinning. Other lusts would be, of course, pornography and masturbation. Jesus said, you heard of old, thou shalt not commit adultery. But if you look at a woman with lust in your heart, you commit adultery already. The next is adultery. If you're having sex with your neighbor's wife, husband, you are living in sin and committing a crime against God. You need to repent. The next is addiction. Alcohol, nicotine, drugs. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost and shouldn't do anything to defile the temple. Defiling the temple could be anything. Defiling the temple could be whatever you know that displeases the Lord. And that's pretty self-explanatory. Addiction, alcohol, nicotine, that's pretty much it. Okay, now we get to riotous living. Remember, he went, the lost son went, and he engaged in riotous living. Riotous living. Living your life doing all things, bar hopping, watching sinful movies, and listening to sinful music. Anything that does not give glory to God, brothers and sisters, is not of God. We are to give glory to God at all times. We are to give glory in everything that we do. So the movies that we watch, the music that we listen to, should be giving him glory. And if it's not, then it's not of him. And we're riotous living. We're riotous living when we drink. We're riotous living when we do drugs. Any kind of drug. It don't matter what it is. And I'm even including marijuana, beloved. Marijuana was meant to be eaten. It was not meant to be smoked. And I'll tell you this much. God didn't mean for us to put any kind of smoke in our lungs. That's defiling the temple. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So when we think about all of these things, we come back, we realize that we've done wrong. We come back to the Lord Jesus Christ and we fall to our knees and we ask for forgiveness. We ask for forgiveness because we know we were wrong. And we repent of our sins. Hallelujah. Jesus died on that cross. God came in the flesh. He walked among us and taught us how to live our lives. Told us how we are to live our lives for the Lord. And then he gave his life on the cross. The cross, that wooden old cross. He gave his life for us and took the blame for our sins. We are to confess our sins to him, beloved. We are to come to him, confess our sins. We are to be baptized, and we are to repent of our sins. And we are to forever live trying to please the Lord. Sometimes we fall short. We can't be perfect. We know we can't be perfect. If we were perfect, we wouldn't need a Savior. But we all need a Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In conclusion, before I close, God loves and forgives us of mistakes we make. And when we realize we are in the error and repent, God is like the father of the lost son. Welcomes us with open arms. Do you know Jesus? If you want to know Jesus, contact me. You can contact me by clicking on contact. You can, it depends on where you're listening to it from, but wherever you're listening to this sermon from, you know how to contact me. Contact me, because it is more important for you to contact me and save your soul and come to Jesus. You can't save it by yourself, beloved. You need a Savior. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we thank you today, and we come to you today with all humbleness, and we ask you, Lord, to show us the way to live. We come back to you, Lord, if we've been away. We come back and we love you, Lord. We love you with all of our heart and soul, mind, and understanding, like your word commands us. Thank you, Lord, for this word. Thank you for everything that you do for us, Lord. In the blessed, precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. This is part one, beloved. You can listen to part two right after you listen to part one. I'm doing another one, and it's on the other son and the sins thereof. Thank you, beloved. Have a blessed day.